Climate activists have been stepping up their protests of federal oil and gas leasing in the West this year, and on Tuesday they crashed a mineral lease auction in Salt Lake City. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Do I hear an opening bid of $2 to start? $2 bid.
The disruption began in a conference room at the main library almost as soon as the first call for bids. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management was auctioning four parcels totaling over 7,000 acres in central Utah. Police escorted the protesters from the room. The singing started again, and those protesters were removed too. Kent Hoffman is Deputy Director for Land and Minerals in the BLM's Utah office. He says his agency vets the parcels carefully to have a minimal impact on the environment.
It's a challenge, the idea that we balance one resource against another and do sufficient mitigation to make certain that we don't do unnecessary undue damage to one resource by developing another or protecting one at the expense of another. That's our job.
The auction ended just 20 minutes later. BLM had sold two parcels spanning almost 4,000 acres. Meanwhile, the protesters gathered outside. Victoria Ramos walked from the library holding a bidder's packet.
I'm homeless. I don't actually have the funds to get this. But they were protesting because they really felt that their land or a piece of land was going to get destroyed by somebody who was going to build something on it. And I figured, okay, well, what if I purchase the land that I can't afford and give it to someone who can?
Protesters congratulated Ramos for her courage. One even volunteered to pay for the lease, $6,000 due at BLM offices by the day's end. It was climate activist and retired University of Utah professor Hans Erbach.
This will be yours.
No, it's yours.
But you're paying this for me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Ramos delivered a cashier's check to BLM before lunchtime. Judy Faze, KUER News.